We'd always have Fat Rider to have to do our splinters, you know, to start our fire with, you know, that way. But way back then, people had lots of lighters. And I always used to, a long time ago, my husband worked at a sawmill for years, only in the time to do farming. And I would always take my old mule and wagon myself. Go get my mule and put into the wagon and put the gear and all on, you know, and go in the woods with my axe and haul my wood up, haul my lighter. We called it lighters, you know, to have fires. Because, you see, I had to boil my clothes around the pot. And then, and I had to cook in a wood stove, but I didn't like Fat Lighter now for that. Usually they would saw me some wood at the sawmill, little slabs and things. And Jesse built me a wood shelter, and I was so proud of that wood shelter to put my wood under. Then if I was off anywhere in the field or anything and it come up a rain, my wood would be dry from a stove, you know. And so we just enjoyed life real good like that.
What do you call that flat
stuff
you get from the chimney?
Smut, now if I see them, I called it smut, you know. Yeah, and our old fireplaces was great big, you know, and had come a whirl of wind and catch up there, and when it did, it just, and then just bring out the smut, you know, just all, and just settle back in the house, you know, yeah. They got me to just wash my bed sheets and things like that, and it all get on my baby and get on everything, my dresser and all of that, you know. And my old house had wide boards, and there was a crack in every one of them. They didn't come up together good, you know. And when I scrubbed, I'd have to scrub it with an old scrub with shucks in it. And then I was married for I don't know how long before I ever had a bolt broom. I just used a little straw broom, you know. And I'd always wash, you know, have to scrub about one board at a time. And I'd scrub a piece, and then I'd turn back and rinse it. And I made my own soap in this wash pot. I made my own soap, and I didn't have no washing powder and wash dishes with that and everything, you know. So my boards, though, to my house and the old floor, it would just smell so good with that potash soap, yeah. And two, it would be so pretty and white.
It would be
the whitest thing, you know. Scrub off my doorsteps, and I have took a rag and scrubbed all them banisters, you know. And I took a rag and scrubbed the logs on the outside of my porch where they'd be pretty and like fuzzy looking. I'd do that, you know. And now I don't.
We don't have time to do anything to it.
Now, we'll all turn in and pick for something to eat, you know, for dinner. Don't you
all?
Ashes.
Yeah. Where are all these things right here we're sitting in? That thing you're sitting in, what do you call that? Yeah.
Lounges, they called it a long time ago, but they call them couches now, you know.
Lounges.
Lounges.
Anybody call them
sofas? Sofas or lounges or... couches, you know, they're about three names.
Yeah,
for that.
What's the piece of furniture in the bedroom that you got some drawers in, put your clothes in?
Is that chest of drawers?
Yes.
And I've got a close shelf in there. They wouldn't know what a close shelf was, you know. That's just a thing built in there. It's got shelves that you double up your clothes. Instead of hanging up clothes, you double them up.
That's what most everybody had back then, the close shelf.
That's mine, a close shelf.
It is.
What we call room to sleep in?
The bedroom. Bedroom.
What's the name for all the stuff in the house? And all the chairs and tables.
That's furniture. I reckon that's what he means.
Yeah.
Furniture, I think.
Yeah.
Did you want some butter on yourself?
No.
You're not just eating butter on
yourself. You know how many of those things that throw you, one of those